What should you do if your credit card is lost or stolen? If your credit card is lost or stolen, it's important to take immediate action to protect your credit and prevent unauthorized charges. The first step is to contact your credit card issuer and report the loss or theft. Your card can be frozen to prevent any further charges from being made, and you should monitor your account activity to make sure that no unauthorized charges are being made. You'll need to update any automatic payments with your new card information and consider placing a fraud alert or credit freeze on your credit report. Your credit card issuer will send you a new card with a new account number, which you should activate as soon as you receive it. If you notice any unauthorized charges on your account, contact your credit card issuer immediately to dispute the charges and protect your credit. Taking these steps can help minimize the impact of a lost or stolen credit card on your financial well-being. If you believe your credit card has been lost or stolen, it's important to take action quickly to prevent fraudulent charges and protect your credit. Here's what you should do. Report the loss or theft to your credit card issuer. The first step is to call the customer service number on the back of your credit card to report the loss or theft. You'll need to provide your account information, so be prepared to give your name, account number, and the date and time when you noticed your card was missing. You may also be asked for additional identifying information to confirm your identity. Freeze your card. Your credit card issuer may be able to freeze a card to prevent any further charges from being made. This can help limit your liability for any unauthorized charges that may occur before you're able to report the loss or theft. Monitor your account activity. Keep an eye on your account activity to make sure that no unauthorized charges are being made. You can do this by checking your account online or by reviewing your monthly statements. Update any automatic payments. If you have any automatic payments set up on your credit card, such as for bills or subscriptions, you'll need to update the payment information with your new card number or a different payment method. Consider placing a fraud alert or credit freeze on your credit report. A fraud alert can help alert lenders and creditors that you may be a victim of identity theft, while a credit freeze can prevent anyone from accessing your credit report without your permission. Request of new card. Your credit card issuer will likely send you a new card with a new account number. Make sure to activate the new card as soon as you receive it. Follow up with your credit card issuer. If you notice any unauthorized charges on your account, be sure to contact your credit card issuer immediately to dispute the charges and protect your credit. By taking these steps, you can help prevent fraudulent charges and minimize the impact of a lost or stolen credit card on your credit score and financial well-being.